Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random show, unless you jump in line by going out to podcastrodeoshow.com and clicking on the Fiverr button. That's right, you can have your podcast reviewed for $5. But today we're picking a random one, so let me bring on my co-host, Alexa. Pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 20.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 1.
Well, that'll make life easy. While I go dig out that podcast from iTunes, why don't you just take a quick second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And I'm not making this up. The number one is the first category in iTunes is arts. The 20th show is called The Clicking of Cuthbert by P.G. Wodehouse. C-U-T-H-B-E-R-T. It's something British, I believe. It says the first of two books that he wrote on golfing themes. The Clicking of Cuthbert by P.G. Wodehouse sparkles with typical Wodehousian wit, humor, and general goofiness. An avid golfer himself, Wodehouse published the 10 stories in this volume in 1922. What have I got myself into? In 1924, an American edition titled Golf Without Tears was published. Since then, it was enjoyed Why we got such big words here? Undimmed popularity among both Wodehouse fans and golfing enthusiasts. Nine of the stories contained in this book are narrated by the oldest member. A character has become a cult figure among Wodehouse fans. He is a nameless character who is perennially seated on the terrace of a nameless golf club in somewhere in England, an ancient mariner-like figure. The oldest member is ever eager to engage others in conversation and relate a pithy story from his boundless experience. Every story is a gem and peppered with memorable, funny characters. What is so delightful about The Clicking of Cuthbert is that you don't really need to be a golfer to appreciate these stories. Of course, they are liberally sprinkled. And believe it or not, there's more. You know what? That's enough for me. Okay, it's a golfing podcast. It's a book. And as the old saying goes, it goes a little something like this.
This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org.
Nice buzz in the background.
Recording by Jonathan Burchard, jonathansgolfshop.blogspot.com, Perth, Western Australia, August 2009. The Clicking of Cuthbert, by P.G. Wodehouse, Foreword, Dedication. To the immortal memory of John Henry and Pat Rogge.
Okay, I would normally tune out now, but I'm going to give it a little more.
Were imprisoned for playing of the golf on the links of Leith every Sabbath, the time of the sermonses. Also of Robert Robertson, who got it in the neck in 1604 A.D. for the same reason.
Yeah.
4. This book marks an epoch in my literary career. It is written in blood. It is the outpouring of a soul as deeply seared by fate's unkindness as the pretty on-the-dog-leg hole of the second nine was ever seared by my iron. It is the work of a very nearly desperate man, an 18 handicap man who has got to look extremely slippy if he doesn't want to find himself in the 20s again.
And as the old saying goes, I'm not your target audience for this particular podcast. I forgot to mention, their website is loyalbooks.com, and when I think about this, I don't want to listen to something from the 20s because, well, they're going to talk like people from the 20s. I especially don't want to hear people talk like from the 20s when there's a in the background. And that's all I can take of that. So I don't really have anything to say besides get a better microphone, figure out what's making your noise. But generally, this, I'm not your target audience for this. And I'm sure there might be people who find this hilarious. And so everybody at loyalbooks.com. And the other thing is, I guess, I will listen to an audiobook from the author because the author usually, even though they're reading it to me, because they're talking about their life and their experiences, it doesn't feel so much like they're reading to me. This, I'm pretty sure, was going to sound like somebody was reading to me poorly. So I'm not really, again, just not your target audience. And if you want a full review, today, again, this show is all about the first impression. If you want a full review, head to toe, you got to go over to podcastreviewshow.com. We just reviewed a couple different people, and we found some great things. Like, for instance, Say the Damn Score was the name of a podcast. We found out that he had a subscribe button on his website that wasn't counting his subscribers. Holy cow, was he happy that we found that for him. So check it out over at podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.